What's going on, people, man? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, man. And I'm right back at you with a wonderful Wednesday we got here, man. And it's just been a rough couple last 2 weeks for me, you know. Just a little bit of stressful, you know what I mean? Just a little bit. Just gotta goddamn talk to yourself sometime and let yourself know when things are getting a little overwhelming. I think that helped me a lot with it, though. Just being able to talk about that situation, about a couple of things that were just being overwhelming with me. I think that really helped me, you know what I'm saying, understand it a lot and just helped me go through it. I think that was a big thing with it, with me going through it also. But today I just want to get into the importance of like family and like how that is just like super important for you in terms of building a foundation for anything. Like, I think if we understand that, just as ourselves, as just self-beings, I think that'll make a true difference in a lot of things. Excuse me. But, like, being able to just lean into something that's just unconditional loving, something that's just gonna make everything better, you know what I'm saying? It's like, family is super important. It's like the most influential thing in a child's life, I feel like. Just from the first moments of life, like, they're going to depend on the parents and the family. So everything is going to be based around what they see us doing, you know what I'm saying? And raising the children and things like that. So I think that's great. And you know what I'm saying? It's always going to act as the role models too. Like, that's big too. So if we can focus on that, just the importance of family and that nature, I think we can be well off as just increasing the love, I think, and helping everything and helping everybody within that space right there. Because I think that thing, if you could form a good family bond or any type of form of like tradition or anything, you know what I'm saying? Just when you know you got a couple of group of friends or anything that you could consider family, because you know family ain't necessarily always got to be blood, biological family, you know what I'm saying? Family is when you know everything's naturally and organically working. Everything is just peaceful and nobody has to worry about anything, you know what I'm saying? When anybody comes around that's considered family to me, can be very close friends. You know what I mean? I think that's something we gotta pretty much preach into ourselves now. You know what I mean? I think times are changing. You know what I'm saying? And I think headed on to the future, I don't think we know how much we're gonna need each other. That's one thing I think we don't know. I think that's one thing we definitely don't know. I don't think we're not gonna understand how much having a good friend is gonna help everything in the future. I think that's just gonna be so important, not only for just business, but also just for everyday life things. Like, it's gonna be very important just coming in the near future. But I really want to get back on the part about like that influence. Like, that's one thing I think family has too, a certain level of influence upon whatever goes on and what comes out of a household. I think that's something we always look at and try to like imitate that thing. But it's like a lot of times we don't even understand why certain things are the way they are. You know what I mean? It's a reason why that family has that type of mentality and has that type of morale around them and that aura. You know what I'm saying? It's a routine. It's that discipline. You know what I'm saying? I think family discipline is something that'll take you to a whole nother level. Like, literally, having family discipline is going to take you to a whole nother level. I truly believe that, because when you discipline as a family, now it's that thing where you can rely on somebody without, like, you may be falling off, but everybody in the family become a discipline. So now you in there like You holding on to somebody. Look, you ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? They gonna, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can be somebody's crutch. That'll help everything out, smoothen out the situation with life in general. So just having that in the back of your mind or in the back of your head is very important too. Like, that's super important for me. That's something I think I gotta definitely work on. Just myself. I truly believe I need to work on that. Like, just being more open to, like, help. You know what I'm saying? Like me, I don't mind, you know what I mean, asking for help whenever it's around or whenever I need it, excuse me. But I won't mind about asking for help when I need it. But sometimes I just get in the mode where it's like, I'm too prideful for that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm seeing that hurts you more than anything, knowing when you need help and don't want to ask for it or receive it, you know what I mean? So I think that's something just to increase me, being able to be open and work with people. Also for me is another thing is like being able to talk and function with another person. You know what I'm saying? Being able to have a serious convo with people, being able to maintain certain level of seriousness when I'm doing certain things. You know what I mean? That's one thing I want to be more open to. You know what I'm saying? Being more direct. I feel like that's the more better approach to say that. Just being more direct and having more intent. You know, that's serious too. Like, being direct with intent. Like, I'm not just out here doing this shit just to be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit is going to be something for me, be something for my family, generations on and on. You know, I don't want to just be out here doing shit just to be doing shit. And that's something I'm really trying to focus on. Just being more direct and intent with everything in my life. You know what I'm saying? That even boils down to just talking, small talk, or procrastination, all that, you know what I mean? Be more direct and face it forward. Because once you wake it up, it's over. You know what I'm saying? I feel like once I get through that barrier of just something that's holding me, and then I go through that, man, it's just everlasting power headed for me, I feel like. So I think that's something I'm going to try to work on too, like just maintaining and focusing, being more intent. I think that's really what's probably what's what I need to focus on out of everything. Just being more intent with it. I think that's, I don't normally be intent with a lot of things, you know, just being more laid back, mellow and shit, you know what I mean? Going with the flow, which is, you know what I mean? I don't think nothing is too wrong with going with the flow, but I think after a while you got to be like, all right, let me stop, you know what I mean? Let me be for real with myself. Let me open up and not just be where life take me. Have some direct to it. Make where I want to go a purpose. You know what I mean? Steer myself to where I need to be and want to be. You know what I mean? Famous quotes. That's just going to always be with me. It's just, you know what I mean? May the optimism of the day be a foundation for tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's just got to be how I got to move out. So, focusing on that, moving forward, and just being more intent, like, direct and intent with all my next big moves that I feel like I'm finna make. Well, that I know that I'm going to make. I can't say I feel like I'm gonna make. I'm going to make. I had that intent. There it go. I think a lot of that comes with the power in that tongue, too. Like, by you just talking and just saying shit, just little ways of saying shit. Like I said, I'm finna, like, that's just giving that thought process in my brain that, oh, I might can do, nah, I'm gonna do it. Make it intent. I think that's what's gonna separate me too. Just, that's what they, that, now I'm starting to see what they mean by changing everything around you and how you move. It becomes more, it's different. Everything ain't just a simple thing and just that. Nah, it becomes way more serious. You gotta almost be it before it comes. You know what I mean? Have it on you before it even there. Know that you able and going to succeed to do what you want to do. That's something I'm very pressed down and focused more on 2021. But yeah, that's pretty much what I want to do. bringing up in these next 4 to 5 months, just being more direct with my plans and more intent. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Darrell. Birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, man. Get a big 21. Give him a shout out on that. That's something I want to talk about. That man growing up in my eyes is crazy. Remember, he was a baby. Now he's, man, 21 years old. It's crazy how life is, man. It keeps going and then it just don't stop. Seeing it just front row. Now I got twins of my own, so I'm seeing it even more. So it's life don't stop. It just keep going. You just got to elevate and make great, prosperous moves for you and your family. And make sure everybody is just tight. You know what I'm saying? Making sure everybody want to be close, you know what I'm saying, and feel a part of all, you know, good big decisions within the family. You know, when you have things that's gonna change your life, 9 times out of 10 it's gonna change your family's life. You understand? So if you're making big life decisions for yourself, I definitely believe it's great for you to discuss it with your family. You know, it's only right because they're a part of you. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna just change you, it's gonna change how everything around them is different now, you know. So I think being able to open up and discuss certain moves and things of that nature definitely should open up to the family and let them know and let them hear what you got to say and what motivates you to do whatever you're going to do that's going to potentially change everything around people. I think that's something we got to normalize, you know what I'm saying? Don't be so reclusive or, you know what I'm saying, don't be so goddamn quiet about a lot of situations. Just be real about it and just make it happen. That's something we gonna definitely focus on here in this future. But yeah, I definitely want to just get at my bro a shout out on that, man. 21 years old, that's great. Yes sir, that's great. Yeah man, this is probably gonna wrap up this episode. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to this episode. And I'll be back with you next week with a whole new episode. And be ready for more content in the future. Peace. Here with Daily Talks with Link.